Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Big Fat Surprise, Why Butter, Meat, and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet, author Nina Teicholz challenges the well-established dietary guidelines that have shaped public attitudes and health policies for decades. Written in a compelling and investigative style, Teicholz embarks on a journey to reveal the history, politics, and science that led to the vilification of dietary fats. With a thorough examination of the studies and the entities behind the nutritional guidance established in the latter half of the 20th century, she offers an enlightening perspective on why saturated fats like butter, meat, and cheese may not be the villains they have been made out to be. Her book is not only a critique of current dietary dogma, but also a testament to the importance of questioning accepted science and understanding the complexities behind nutritional research. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the history of dietary fat guidelines. The Big Fat Surprise embarks on an investigative exploration into the 20th century dietary guidelines that demonized saturated fats. Teicholz delves into the historical context, outlining how personal biases and a lack of solid scientific evidence led to the rise of a low-fat consensus. The tale begins with the influential work of Ansel Keys, whose seven-country study suggested a link between saturated fat intake and heart disease. Despite glaring methodological flaws and contradictory evidence, Keys' hypothesis was adopted as gospel, shaping dietary policies worldwide. Teicholz argues that this early embrace of low-fat guidance was driven more by politics and personalities than by legitimate science. She cites examples of how other studies that showed no strong link between fat intake and heart disease were overlooked or dismissed. This historical insight is crucial in understanding how incorrect dietary advice gained prominence and persisted despite lacking a strong scientific foundation. Secondly, the role of industry and politics in nutritional science. Teicholz highlights the significant impact that industry and politics have had on the formulation of dietary guidelines. In The Big Fat Surprise, she examines how food industry interests have intersected with political agendas, leading to biased nutritional science and ultimately shaping public perceptions. Various lobbying efforts by food manufacturers seeking to promote their products as healthy alternatives played a pivotal role in marginalizing saturated fats and marketing processed, low-fat foods. The author sheds light on how funding from the vegetable oil industry contributed to studies favoring their products over animal fats. These financial influences created a feedback loop, perpetuating particular dietary dogmas at the expense of alternative views. Teicholz's expose urges readers to reconsider who benefits from these long-standing dietary recommendations and emphasizes the need for transparency and integrity in nutritional research and policymaking. Thirdly, reevaluating saturated fats. One of the central themes of The Big Fat Surprise is the re-examination and rehabilitation of saturated fats in our diets. Teicholz presents a plethora of evidence suggesting that saturated fat intake might not cause the cardiovascular problems it has long been accused of inciting. She reviews numerous contemporary studies and meta-analyses that call into question the relationship between saturated fats and heart disease, highlighting how previous assumptions were based on incomplete or misinterpreted data. For instance, the book cites research indicating that cholesterol levels, often linked to saturated fat consumption, may not be as directly correlated to heart disease risk as once thought. By exploring the nuances of how fats are metabolized and utilized by the body, Teicholz makes a compelling case for including saturated fats such as butter, meat, and cheese in a balanced diet. Her findings open the door to alternative nutritional paradigms that incorporate high-quality animal products as part of a healthy lifestyle. Fourthly, the health impact of low-fat diets. Teicholz discusses the unintended consequences of low-fat diets that arose from an aggressive campaign to reduce fat consumption. She examines how these diets led to a rise in carbohydrate intake, particularly processed carbohydrates and sugars, as fat was removed from diets. These dietary changes, she argues, have contributed to the current epidemics of obesity, diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. By scrutinizing clinical trials and epidemiological studies, Teicholz demonstrates that replacing fats with carbohydrates does not equate to improved health outcomes and might even exacerbate disease risk. The author also addresses how low-fat products were engineered to taste better by increasing sugar content, which has its own set of health challenges. The shift from fat to carbohydrates illustrates the consequences of basing dietary recommendations on incomplete science, making a compelling argument for a return to whole foods, including those containing natural fats. Lastly, towards a balanced diet. The Big Fat Surprise ultimately advocates for a more balanced and inclusive dietary approach that reincorporates healthy fats like those from butter, meat, and cheese. T-Cults calls for a shift away from rigid dietary rules that have neglected the benefits of traditional, fat-inclusive diets enjoyed by various cultures around the world. Through examining the successes of societies with high-fat diets, such as the French and some indigenous populations, she argues for a nuanced understanding that appreciates the diversity in nutritional needs and responses. The book critiques the one-size-fits-all approach of current dietary guidelines, suggesting they overlook individual variability in metabolism and dietary response. By drawing on historical diets and modern scientific insights, T-Cults urges a reevaluation of what constitutes a healthy diet, promoting a pattern that recognizes the role of high-quality proteins and fats alongside other macronutrients. This perspective allows readers to embrace a more personalized approach to eating that can cater to individual health goals and preferences. In conclusion, The Big Fat Surprise is a must-read for anyone interested in nutrition, health, and the history of dietary guidelines. It is particularly valuable for individuals who have followed a low-fat diet without seeing the desired health outcomes, or who are curious about alternative dietary paradigms. The book's thorough investigation into the origins and evolution of dietary fat recommendations provides a sobering reminder of the complexities and imperfections of nutritional science and policymaking. T-Cults encourages readers to critically reassess widely held beliefs and investigate the full spectrum of scientific evidence before making dietary choices. For anyone open to reevaluating conventional wisdom about diets, this book offers an enlightening and potentially life-changing perspective that could inform a healthier lifestyle. By reintroducing readers to the benefits of moderate consumption of fats, especially those from animal sources, T-Cults presents a refreshed approach to achieving nutritional balance, which has the potential to enhance both individual health and well-being. Through its compelling narrative, The Big Fat Surprise empowers readers with knowledge that challenges prevalent misconceptions and enables them to make informed dietary decisions. If you would like to support Nina T-Cults, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.